Hello, I'm Helen. You are listening to the Entertainment Program from BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是 Oliver， 欢迎收听我们的节目。在这里，你可以听到来自国际娱乐界的最新时尚与潮流。
这里是 BBC Learning English.
BBC Learning English from the BBC.
A tattoo is considered a form of artwork by many people. It's a permanent drawing on a person's skin.
纹身的历史非常悠久，不过最近看起来，它在名人圈子里边又成为了新的潮流。
So, what draws people to go through that much pain? Let's hear what some of you make of them.
I wouldn't get a tattoo myself because they're too painful and I'm very squeamish.
I quite like tattoos, actually. I think they can look absolutely fine and perhaps even be a work of art.
I really like them. I think they look nice. I'm a bit chicken. I wouldn't, want to have one done because of the pain.
就像我们刚刚听到的，这些人都非常欣赏纹身。
But they're not keen to have one on themselves. They're scared of the pain.
做一次纹身是有点痛的，所以说说归说，真正啊敢纹身的人还不是很多。
One of them said she's very squeamish. That means she's scared of things like needles, blood, and medical stuff.
Squeamish, 神经敏感的，就像我自己一样，我就非常害怕去看牙医。
And another girl said that she's a bit chicken.
Chicken, 小鸡，但是在这儿的意思啊，却是说自己不够勇敢。
I wouldn't get a tattoo myself because they're too painful and I'm very squeamish.
I quite like tattoos, actually. I think they can look absolutely fine and perhaps even be a work of art.
I really like them. I think they look nice. I'm a bit chicken. I wouldn't, want to have one done because of the pain.
This is BBC Learning English.
纹身艺术家 Woody Woody 在这个行业里边已经工作了将近二十年。我们问了他是怎么看待最近的纹身潮流的。
Well, I've been doing tattooing for 18 years, and I can assure you there are a tidal wave of people wanting tattoo work. I mean, I'm booked for 6 months solid. I cannot fit any more in.
Woody is a busy man.
也就是说，纹身变得越来越流行。用 Woody 的话说，就是像一波浪潮。
A tidal wave of people. He means a lot of people, like a big wave.
而且他非常非常忙，生意非常好。
He's booked absolutely solid for 6 months.
六个月的工作已经全部的排满，没有任何空闲时间。
Now let's hear from Zoe Williams. She works for the Guardian newspaper.
Zoe 替卫报写稿，我们问她是怎么看待贝克汉姆的新纹身的。
I think David Beckham just likes the pain. I mean, there's no reason to have something unless he really wants to look like the guy from Prison Break. There's no reason to have something that enormous. Yeah.Unless you're into the pain.
Zoe is not a fan of David's new tattooed look.
我觉得对 Zoe 来讲呢，不好的一方面就是说贝克汉姆在胳膊上的这个纹身太大了，把他整个右手臂都覆盖了。
It covered almost all of his right arm. That's enormous. It would have been very painful to have such a big tattoo done.
这也是为什么 Zoe 认为贝克汉姆并不是为了艺术才要纹身的，他是想接受身体折磨才去纹身的。
I think David Beckham just likes the pain. I mean, there's no reason to have something unless he really wants to look like the guy from Prison Break. There's no reason to have something that enormous unless you're into the pain.
There are so many celebrities now with a tattoo or two on their body. So is it becoming a status symbol?Here's Woody again.
I would imagine it's probably very, very good for their career. But the bottom line at the end of the day is they would want to have tattooing. Otherwise, they wouldn't have tattooing. Yeah. And there's basically nothing wrong with tattooing. I mean, tattooing is a good, fun thing. At the end of the day, nobody's going to force these people into having tattooing, but they like tattooing, and it probably is very good for their image.
Woody 认为拥有一个纹身可能会对名人的事业带来好处，但是却不是关键。
The bottom line is that the celebrities who have tattoos must have wanted to have them, and the tattoos could be seen as a work of art.
没错，一个有意思的纹身肯定是可以吸引众多的目光的。Angelina Jolie 在她的背上就有一个这样的纹身，而我也总是猜测那个纹身它到底是什么意思呢？
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
Well, it's almost time for us to go.
如果您对我们的节目有什么样的意见和建议，欢迎您写信给我们到以下的信箱 china.elt@bbc.co.uk.
So until next time, it's goodbye from both of us at BBC Learning English.
再见。
拜拜。